Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
One kind of envy is one who covets the possessions of other people. You're envious of what they have, and you want it for yourself. And that's the most common type when we think of envy. Boy, I really wish I had that car. I wish I had that house. Or I wish I had that this, or I wish I had that, whatever it be, their family, whatever it be. And your desire, it burns within you that what other people have, you don't have. Then there's another kind of envy that may be even more dangerous, and it's less subtle, but it's maybe even more dangerous. It's one who begrudges the fact that others shouldn't have what they have. You don't begrudge that they have it. You're mad because they have it. It's another type of envy. You don't rejoice because, boy, look at the great things that happened. You're envious because it's not only happened to you, but it's happening to them. But this kind of love, envious not. You're happy, happy, happy. And by the way, it's been a great 2 weeks. And when I was at the national meeting, I met some people that was at our state meeting. Well, I was able to preach our state meeting at Gant Lake, and it was our 100th anniversary for our state association meeting. Fast forward, next year will be the 100th anniversary for the national meeting. They've been meeting 100 years. Next year, well, they celebrate their 100th anniversary. Well, we celebrate our 100th anniversary before they did. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. It's Florida state meeting. And matter of fact, my great-grandpa was one of the preachers who started this over 100 years ago, this association. Anyway, I preached in that meeting, and I preached it here one time about happy, happy, happy. You remember that? And I was at the national meeting, and a couple of the preachers that was at the state meeting, they said, I still remember your message about being happy, happy, happy. And so this morning I'm preaching from a different, it's entitled Happy, Happy, Happy. It's from a different, because when I was in Georgia, I had a lot of downtime when I wasn't mowing, working, and I come up with another thought. Listen, I'm happy. Are you? And being happy in the Lord, it means, and I won't get off subject here, but you don't envy what other people have that you don't have. Because you're happy. Paul put it this way. I'm content with whatever God gives me, whether it's a lot or it's a little. I've learned to be content. And that's the kind of love we need to have. You don't envy other people. Anyway, let's move on. I love this. Again, verse number 4. And not only envious, not charity vaunteth not itself. That's in there. The word vaunt means to boast or to brag on oneself. Ain't I something? This kind of love vaunteth not itself. It does not boast on itself. They do not parade themselves around. This kind of love happily works in the background. It doesn't need to be center stage or in the limelight. You're happy to do anything to serve the Lord, to serve people, and you don't have to be in the forefront. That's what it means. It vaunteth not itself. It doesn't have to be front stage. You can be backstage and still being happy serving. I mentioned before Sunday school lesson about next week or so, we're going to have a lot of people serving and working, and you're going to be in the background. You won't be in the foreground at the state meeting. I'll be in front of all the preachers and all, but listen, what an opportunity to serve in the background, because it vaunteth not itself. You don't have to be in the forefront. You're happily serving in the background. I love this. It goes along. Let me read Galatians chapter number 6. Ephesians, Philippians, Galatians. I didn't mark it. Let me read this. Galatians 6:14. You know that Paul the Apostle probably, well, he was the greatest missionary the world's ever seen. You know, all over the world preaching. Here's what Paul the Apostle said. the great missionary. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here the Apostle Paul. Oh, there it is right there. All the great things Paul had done, he didn't vaunt himself. Boy, look, I've been all over the world preaching the gospel. I've done this or that. And he said, God forbid that the only thing that I should glory in is in Christ and in him alone. And that's what this kind of love talks about. It vaunteth not itself. Then it says it's not puffed up. I love looking up at these definitions. You know what the word puffed up means? It literally means a blowhard. You blow yourself up. You inflate yourself. By the way, it's better if somebody else inflates you than you inflate yourself. It's better if somebody else speaks well of you than you speak well of yourself. Are you following the thought? And that's why this kind of love, you puff not yourself up. I love that. The love is not a braggart that is filled with pride. Self-boasting is the opposite of humility. And I remember reading in Philippians chapter number 2, I think I did last time I was here, about how Jesus Christ, who is our epitome, I want to say epitome so bad, the epitome of this love, he's the epitome of humility. And in Philippians chapter number 2, who he left the glories of heaven, he came and he humbled himself and dwelt among mankind. This kind of humility is, I mean, of love is not puffed up. There's a great story of William Carey, and probably one of the greatest missionaries since the Apostle Paul. The world was in a rut. Matter of fact, he was known as the father of modern missions. All the missiologists, all some of you know about William Carey. He ministered in India, a great missionary. He was one of the greatest missionaries the world has ever seen. William Carey was also one of the world's greatest linguists. He translated parts of the Bible in over 34 Indian languages. Remember, he was in India. In Kenya, Africa, they speak over 70 dialects. In other words, they have their own mother tongue. Well, in India, they speak in hundreds of different dialects. And William Carey began to translate not all the Bible, because that's a lifetime, but parts of the Bible in over 340 different dialects over in India. It is amazing. Over 34 different languages while working in India. Yet Carey always remained humble, who began life as a cobbler, a shoe repairman. One evening, while at a dinner party in India, a snobbish lord, you know what the word snobbish means? If it rained, they would drown. Okay. He thinks he don't stink. You know what I'm talking about, okay? He's snobbish. A snobbish lord sitting at the dinner table, he tried to insult William Carey by saying very loudly for everybody to hear, "Mr. Carey, I hear you were once a shoemaker." William Carey replied, "No, your lordship, not a shoemaker, only a cobbler." Meaning he didn't even make the shoe. He repaired the shoes. Charity is not puffed up with your own importance. This kind of charity is not puffed up. What a great story.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.